by Jake Maurer at Texas A&M, and he's got a very similar topic, but with corn responses to phosphorus fertilizer.
That's right. Okay. I'm thrilled to be a part of this symposium. Thanks to the organizers for inviting me and roping me into it, Carl. Probably. Thank you. Okay, you know, the interesting thing was said at the very beginning of the symposium that depending on our discipline, where we're at in our work, we might define the rhizosphere differently. I think after looking at all these, can you hear me? After looking at all these presentations, we might also say that depending on our discipline, we might define which strategy we would employ to take advantage of the activities of roots in our work too. And so, not being a breeder, being a soil chemist, I prefer a more blunt approach, and also I'm more poorly funded than some of our colleagues here. So this is an example of a very blunt study I did with some interesting results this year. And we had two sites, a clay and a silt loam, or a loam site in Texas, came out and dug up some corn plants with a shovel at about V10 stage. Because the clays are smectitic, they had to be soaked between 2 to 5 days in a 5-gallon bucket. If you go across the numbered pictures there, you'll see what I'm saying. Then we were able to gently wash them, maybe 30 minutes to 40 minutes per plant to remove most of the soil. And we were unable to keep all of the finer roots intact. I'm sure that's something that may occur to someone. And we wind up with a crown root excavated here, like in picture 4. And so, stepping back just a minute, the purpose of the experiment was to place phosphorus at different depths and different rates in the field as a band next to the seed row, approximately 6 inches off the seed row. And so we were looking at the effect of different rates and different depths of liquid phosphorus fertilizer placement as 1137O. These are the field treatments that we had, and we based them on the soil test recommendation. And so we brought these into an ad hoc studio in a tin shed just off campus, took all these pictures, so 8 treatments, 3 blocks represented, so 48 plants total, 24 from each site. Then took them into, took the images and created these quadrants of exactly 10 by 10 squares, oriented them right down the axis of the stem of the plant, and then separated them as separate images. So 4 separate images of the roots for each plant, and then looked at root density as a 2-dimensional root density from the image as a function of depth and rate of placement of phosphorus. And what we found, just focusing here on this short presentation on the 4th quadrant, which was the quadrant closest to the band, okay, just so you know that, we found that their root density was very low, closest to the band, in some of these treatments as compared to the control or compared to a surface placement of phosphorus fertilizer at both sites. Okay, so did we have burning or root moving away from that area because of high phosphorus content? No, actually we had an improved phosphorus uptake as indicated by tissue samples at 2 different points during the growing season at both sites, and so that indicates that the roots were taking up phosphorus much better in the band, even though the density of those thicker diameter roots was much lower in that area. And so there were positive factors in multiple linear regression for both depth and rate of placement. And so I think we might have time for questions here. Yeah, I burned through that pretty quick. So, root density was significantly lower nearest the band, and P nutrient uptake positively correlated with both rate. Yes, sir.
Or is it just that the roots don't have to scavenge?
Okay, so this is good. Do the roots not have to scavenge, right? Okay, bulk density, 1, is lower in the band, right? So roots don't have to be as large to penetrate that area. There's a concept of rhizoeconomics, where we don't have to put that much carbohydrates or energy into gathering that nutrient, so why spend all the energy, right? So the energy was spent in another part of the rhizosphere. Okay. I'm sorry, in the back?
Speculation of whether it's smaller roots that may have to do with gravity from when you're walking in the area?
I know that we lost, I mean, trying to separate a heavy shrink swell clay from these roots, we lost some finer roots. We definitely did. But we really were careful to look at the seminal roots in terms of what kind of breakage we were seeing, and we kept that down to a minimum. So I can say, yes, we lost a lot of the fines out of that. But I think that's an important result as well. I definitely have, and the best option I have for that right now is just simple staining. But yes, and we want to look at that in next year's study, certainly. Yeah. I think it's very important. It represents a frontier in our understanding of biology of the soil. A lot of it is attributed to mycorrhizal fungi, but I think really what's happening, we need to understand better. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Jay.
Are we done?
Yeah. Okay.